This podcast is brought to you by Viva Global. Experience the difference with Viva. You are listening to FNR Football Nation Radio.
But George, you touched on the Pararoos a little bit earlier.
Yes, I did.
And now it's time for us to take a look at what they're doing, because they are going to a FIFA World Cup in July.
Listen, if you think about it long and hard, they are a self-funded team. FFA tries to help where it can, but these guys do a fantastic job to garner as many dollars as they possibly can to give the Pararoos, who are the national team that represents us in the cerebral palsy competition around the world. And wait for it, in July, they're heading off to Spain. And what, of course, we're doing is we want to help them raise as many funds as possible to get that side up and running. And they've got a huge gala. And the man who knows more about it than I is their coach, Kai Lammett. And he's going to join us. And he's going to talk about one of the big, special parts of the program coming up at this gala on Monday. And that is that they've gone out of their way. They've knocked over a keynote speaker and a half. They've got the former Prime Minister, Kevin Rudd, who knows Asia like the back of his hand, who speaks fluent Mandarin, and he's going to be the guy who's going to get up at the gala event for the Pararoos on Monday and talk about how we should get out there and engage with Asia. And I think it's important that we get the coach, we acknowledge how smart he is, and more importantly, give him our best wishes and hope that he can get the money that they're looking for to send the Pararoos on their way and let them be as well funded, I think, as they need to be. Kai Lammett, are you there?
Yes, I'm there. Good evening.
Welcome to FNR. As I was just touching on, a fantastic gala coming up in Sydney on Monday, and you've pulled out all stops. You've got you've got some heavy hitters in there.
Yeah, no, we're very very excited to have obviously Kevin Rudd and Graham Arnold coming along. So it should be a great event, I reckon.
Now, tell me, where is it happening?
So it'll be happening at the Intercontinental in Sydney.
Oh, you don't go just anywhere. You go top of the class.
No. Very classy, that's right.
The Intercontinental, one of the great old hotels in Sydney, fantastic. As you said, you touched on the Socceroos coaches there. How did you get Kevin Rudd to come out of the shadows and present the keynote speech for the night?
I believe. One of our champions at FFA knows him really well, and I think I was just asking him long enough so he couldn't say no to it. So it's great for him to take the time out and help us out and present there on Monday night.
Kai, tell us a little bit about the team and maybe some of the individual stories.
How long have you got?
We'll be here till about midnight. So go for it, Kai.
I mean, every single one of them is a very inspirational story.
How many players are we taking away?
We're taking 14 away, and I mean, just to touch on one story in particular, it was one of the boys had a skateboard accident and hit his head very heavily. Was in intensive care, and his mum was asked to, either just pull the switch off and sort of let it be, and she decided not to. And two years later, this young boy was representing Australia 2015 at the World Cup in England, and was man of the match in the first game. So these stories, it's just one story, but every single one of these heroes for me. They've got a story of resilience, of grit, of just bouncing back. And for me, there's nothing more Australian than that, to be honest.
Kai Lammett is the coach of the Pararoos who we're talking to on FNR. And what's fantastic is he's telling us a story about one of the players in the squad. We had the Prime Minister the other day talk about miracles. Kai, this also sounds like a bit of a miracle. He was He was just about ready to have the machine turned off, and his mother wouldn't do it. And 2 years on, he's man of the match for the Pararoos.
Yes, and that's just one story. Like we've got a boy who fell off a cliff, and we've got endless of these stories. Every single one is obviously an individual story, and they'll be able to tell you how hard it was to grow up with cerebral palsy and to have, you know, back then as well, have the Pararoos as role models. And all of them are fantastic role models. They, one of our core values is legacy. So they turn up at the Pararoos development centers and mentor the next generation of young teen CP footballers. So it's really a close-knit family, and it really shows you that anything is possible, and that we need to support these boys. You know, they need to be around. We need to have the camps, and for future, not only for the now, but for future generations as well.
How much money are we looking to raise on Monday? I suppose it's a case of as much as possible, huh? Do you have a target?
Yes. We would obviously love to have 300k somewhere. So we've got, if we have 300 to 500k a year, that means we can have our camps. That means, you know, the boys get to go to Spain, which that's where our next World Cup is in July. But, you know, most of our tournaments, they're in Europe. So it's not cheap to get 14 plus, you know, 6-7 staff to get over there, plus then fly them in for camps. So it's very expensive. So we obviously need, I say, 300 to 400k to be sustainable long term as well every year.
And so it's pretty tough for you to be virtually self-funded.
Yes, of course. I mean, we've got some fantastic donors already, and some great businesses who see the value in supporting us. And because really, you're changing lives. That's ultimately what it comes down to.
No, that's very true.
Yeah.
Kai, I was just saying here, if you want any more details regarding tickets, they can access www.pararoos.com.au. You've told us that you've got a terrific guest who'll be presenting the keynote speech, and that's the former Prime Minister, Kevin Rudd. Is Graham Arnold likely to talk? I know he's going to be there. Is he likely to step up, especially now that he's just announced a new squad and added some new faces?
Well, I hope he will, because I like listening to him. So hopefully he'll be up there as well and speak a little bit about the upcoming games and his vision as well.
Kai, how did you get involved with the Pararoos?
A long time ago. I'm nearly 13 years with the team. I was 8 years assistant. And, it was basically the former head coach asked me if I want to be involved. And, from the very first moment, I realized that that's what I want to do. And, as I said, the boys are great. You know, it's just the work ethic and the way they go about their business in camp is fantastic, and I love coaching them. I'm very honoured to coach them, to be honest.
How much man management, how much coaching are you doing? Is it 50-50 or are you doing 75-15?
That's a good question. I mean, me personally, I believe that the person comes first anyway. It doesn't matter if I coach the Pararoos or I'm lucky enough to be a full-time coach with the school as well, so for me, the person always comes first anyway. And then obviously the coaching, the tactic, the performance, all the other bits, the S&C, that, everything is important. But it all starts with the individual player and with the person, I reckon.
You notice I the numbers I gave you add up to 90, which means the last 10% is always that miracle that no one can account for. And it's always something in each and every team. That's that little... it's a very hard thing to put your finger on, but sometimes in groups and in squads, there are special characters who can magically add something very special. Do you have one or two or three of those in this squad?
Yes, all seven.
All seven.
for me personally, all of this works only if the team is working, and we've got a fantastic leadership group, but really, everyone needs to be leader out there, and everyone needs to chip in. So no one can really hide. It's seven-a-side game. So, they're, for me, they're all fantastic characters and great players as well. I mean, they already achieved a miracle by finishing top 10 at the last World Championships, and no one really expected that or saw that coming. So we obviously want to raise the bar, and we always want to do better. We want to be better at the training, better at the next game, better at the next World Cup. I'm confident the boys can do that.
Kai, who are our big threats?
Our big threats, we'll play against Ukraine, which is world number one, and they're professional footballers. So they're, you know, they're good.
So we're playing against professionals? Did you say we're playing against professionals?
We're playing against, Ukraine, Russia, they're all basically, all they do is play football. And it's obviously hard to play against those teams. It is.
You know, does it get any easier after Ukraine?
Well, Argentina are number five in the world, and they're all good teams. Like, it's the World Cup, you know. You don't have any easy games, and I don't expect any easy games. And then we've got the whole Spain to come in our group. So
sounds like a group of death.
No, you know, we're known, I think, as Australian football, we're known to get these sort of groups. But to be honest, we're going to every game to win, and we believe we can win.
I love it.
And I think that's the start. Like, if we're going to go in and think, I hope we don't get six or seven, that's never going to work.
We
believe we can win, and, we're definitely ready. We're well prepared.
Kai Lammert, here's the exciting thing. You'll be following the Matildas.
Absolutely.
How exciting is that? Can you imagine if they do something sensational? Then it'll be up to you guys to lift the bar even further.
Pressure will be on, yes.
No pressure. Listen, have a fabulous time. Good luck on Monday at the fundraiser. And if people do want to know more, www.pararoos.com.au. We've been talking to the coach of the Pararoos, a very proud, fiercely determined Kai Lammert. Thank you very much for joining us on FNR.
Thank you for having me. Much appreciated.
Pleasure.